USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump in Rio Rancho, New Mexico for another Keep America Great Again rally. Before boarding Air Force One, the president addressing the issue with the New York Times, the newspaper publishing an article with an unsubstantiated sexual misconduct claim against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
I think the New York Times made another terrible mistake. It's a shame that a thing like that could happen. I see they're making a big correction today. They've just announced there's a correction.
Iowa Senator Republican Chuck Grassley reacting to the Times article.
I think they refer to reporters, journalists, as the police of our democratic system. But today I'm reminded of a very old adage. Who will watch the watchman?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It could be met with an attack many, many times larger very easily by our country, but we're going to find out who definitively did it first.
President Trump addressing this weekend's drone attack on a Saudi oil facility. Just before boarding Air Force One to head to New Mexico for the rally, the president telling reporters everyone trying to get to the bottom of who is behind this, while many think it's Iran.
They want to find out also, and I think they probably feel they know, but we're going to know very, very quickly. We have pretty much all the material we need, we'll know very quickly.
And the president saying,
we'll be meeting with Saudi Arabia, we'll be talking to Saudi Arabia, we'll be talking to UAE and many of the neighbors out there that we're very close friends with. We're also talking to Europe, a lot of the countries that we're dealing with, whether it's France, Germany, etc. Talking to a lot of different folks, and we're figuring out what they think. But I will tell you, that was a very large attack.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down almost 143 points, the Nasdaq off 23 points, the S&P 500 down 9. A big election in Israel, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
It's the second time in 5 months Israeli voters are going to the polls. In April, the elections left Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu without a viable majority for the first time ever. On Tuesday, Netanyahu, the leader of the Likud party, is hoping to maintain his place and continue as Israel's longest-serving prime minister. His primary challenger is Benny Gantz, a former military chief of staff and leader of the Blue and White Party. The race is predicted to be a tight one.
To Washington, D.C., where Democrats lobbying President Trump on their gun control agenda. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Top congressional Democratic leaders are lobbying the president to support strengthening gun background checks. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul on CNN's State of the Union.
You have to keep the same constitutional burdens that you're innocent until proven guilty. You can't flip it and say to the person, oh, you have to prove that you're not a criminal.
Democratic presidential hopeful Beto O'Rourke appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. He says ramping up gun restrictions can be done in ways which respect the Second Amendment.
This is constitutionally sound. This is absolutely necessary if we care about the lives of our fellow Americans.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.